OK， 咁我哋而家進入議程嘅第三項，咁就係關於依一個灣仔嘅臨時直升機場嘅進行啦。咁我記得嗰、那個依、這個委員會早前都係即係討論過依一個事項嘅，咁亦都係即係容許咗即係有關嘅 proponent 咧係去即係使用嗰、那個地方。條件就係話我哋我唔記得咗四個月定六個月後啦，咁、啊、就我哋再返嚟呢個委員會度再去即係、就是、跟進。咁今日正正好就係、是我哋即係邀請到即係proponent 佢哋呢就返嚟同我哋報告返即係呢個helipad 進行嘅情況。咁今日出席嘅呢就係、是、有Transport and Housing Bureau 嘅Mr. Francis 井，同埋Government Flying Service 嘅 Captain Wes Wu， 同埋Hong Kong Regional Heliport Working Group 嘅 Mr. David Tong， 咁、歡迎三位嘅，咁我就將時間交俾你哋，或者講講即係而家嗰個情況係點樣。
係多謝主席，多謝咁多位委員。就好似主席你開頭所講啦，就呢一個計劃呢，我哋就喺08年11月呢同埋09年1月呢都嚟過呢一個委員會，即係向委員作出匯報嘅。咁喺嗰兩次會議之後呢，政府就亦都即係聽咗即係大家嘅意見啦，亦都聽過即係地區人士嘅意見。咁後來亦都決定呢係去實施呢一個計劃呢，就容許即係我哋嘅商業嘅直升機公司呢可以同即係政府飛行服務處呢就共用呢一個灣仔嘅臨時直升機坪呢個設施。咁我哋呢就喺09年5月19號呢發信俾委員會呢，亦都通知咗委員會呢，就係話呢香港我哋詢問過一啲即係合資格嘅有牌照嘅直升機營辦公司呢，咁當中呢 Heli Services 香港直升機即係服務公司呢，咁表示就有興趣即係使用呢個直升機坪。咁所以政府後來呢就同佢哋簽咗即係一個嘅 license agreement， 一個嘅使用嘅合約呢，就俾佢哋係即使用呢個嘅直升機場。正式嘅服務生效日期呢就係、是、09年嘅7月24號開始嘅。咁即係大概即係、就是、到今日嚟講大概就運作咗半年左右嘅時間啦。咁當然我哋理解到呢就即係地區人士啊或者委員會嘅委員呢都係好關注即係其中嗰個運作，即係如果多咗直升機商業直升機公司嘅運作呢，會唔會影響到即係附近嘅即係土地嘅使用人士，尤其是話噪音方面嘅問題。咁所以呢我哋喺嗰個即係使用嘅合約方面呢，亦都即係同個營辦商呢有個即係要求喺度呢，要求佢哋一定要遵守一啲嘅即係使用嘅規則嘅。咁包括例如話即係只可以係每日嘅日頭嘅時間，朝頭早八點到下晝六點先至可以進行呢個活動啦，晚間係唔可以飛行啦。而喺即係星期日同埋公眾假期咧，個即係最先嘅最早嘅飛行時間係朝頭早九點嘅，係唔可以太早嘅嚇。另外我哋都有設有咧一個即係話飛機嗰、那個即係、就是、個航班嘅數目嘅限制，咁就因為係即係一個即係、就是、重新一個運作嘅初期啦，我哋喺即係個要求就係話咧喺最先運作頭三個月嘅時候咧個。商業直升機公司呢平均每日呢係唔可以飛多過15班機嘅，而喺之後嘅另外嘅三個月呢，我哋個上限呢就係、是、提升到就每日唔可以超過平均20班機即係上落嘅次數嘅。咁當然呢我哋喺即係運作咗半年之後呢就即係、會做一個檢討，睇個需要嘅情況呢就即係、去睇睇嗰個適合嘅數字係點樣。咁當然喺嗰個運作上面呢亦都特別即係要求呢嗰、那個商業直升機嘅運作公司呢係唔可以影響到政府飛行服務隊入面嘅即係一啲嘅運作嘅，例如話一啲即係即係一啲即係救傷啊、緊急啊嘅服務啊等等嘅嘢呢係唔可以受到影響嘅。同埋佢哋亦都係需要呢商業直升機公司呢係預先將佢哋嘅航班嘅服務時間啊，需要使用呢個直升機坪嘅時間咧，係預先要向即係呢個政府飛行服務隊咧提出，咁等政府飛行服務隊能夠可以做出嘅安排。咁而且咧喺嗰個現場嗰、那個運作上邊咧，亦都要求咧嘅商業直升機公司咧，只可以使用喺嗰個場地入邊咧較為西邊嘅入邊少少嘅一個嘅直升機坪。咁因為係即係靠東邊嘅一個直升機坪咧，係比較近即係香港遊艇會嘅。咁我哋都希望盡量減低。即係直升機運作對佢哋嘅影響，同埋亦都要喺嗰、那個即係進出嗰個場嘅邊嚟講嘅話咧，嗰、那個航道亦都一定要完全喺水面上邊嘅，係唔可以飛越即係其他陸地嘅地方啦，同埋亦都係即係一個限制喺度嘅。 最後呢，當然那個直升機運作公司呢是可以在個現場呢安放一個的即係一個貨櫃咧，係可以做一個即係臨時嘅簡單嘅，俾乘客上落一個等候嘅地方。咁同埋可以用即係共用部分嘅一啲嘅即係停車位嘅。咁呢個嘅合約咧就係、是、發出咗咧，就首先咧個期限係三個月，而其後咧係每一季咧去續約嘅。咁我哋個打算咧，當然係即係只要運作係暢順嘅話咧，就係、是、容許呢個直升機公司咧一路去運作咧，直至到咧我哋起好一個正式嘅永久嘅直升機場，即係喺灣仔會議展覽中心對出面嘅起好之後咧，咁呢一個嘅臨時直升機場咧就會停止運作。咁屆時咧，飛行服務隊同埋商業嘅直升機運作公司咧都會搬遷到去即係新嘅永久嘅直升機場，又繼續運作。咁喺過往運作咗即係呢四至六個月嘅時間入邊到啦，去到即係我哋文件所講啦，第五段所講啦，如果去到2009年11月底嘅話咧，就係、是、總共咧。商業嘅直升機公司咧係運作咗314個航班嘅，亦即係話平均咧大概每個月74個航班左右。咁亦都嗰個比較詳細嘅分項嘅數字，亦都列咗喺個文件入邊。運作以嚟嘅話咧，民航處係收到一宗嘅投訴嘅，咁就係話關於係2009年10月咧14日咧就晏晝4:00至4:30嘅時候咧，就有人懷疑咧就係、是、有其中嘅兩班嘅商業直升機運作嘅公司嘅航班咧係。佢哋覺得係即係懷疑佢哋偏離咗航道啊，嚇，即係駛得太接近即係香港郵艇會嗰度嘅。咁民航處咧就係、是、認真咁去仔細調查過，即係呢一個嘅事件啦，亦都係即係同有關公司了解過情況，亦都翻查過有關記錄。咁但係咧就最後發覺咧就話揾唔到即係證據咧去證明，就係話呢間公司咧係有偏航嘅情況出現嘅。咁所以咧就亦都即係將嗰個投訴結果咧就向呢、這個即係、就是、投訴人咧。就即係解釋咗，咁咧除此之外咧，就運作到至今咧係未有收到其他任何嘅投訴嘅。咁啊，好似我哋剛才所講啦，就喺去年7月嘅時候咧，政府喺立法會度已經得到咗撥款咧，係去興建即係喺灣仔金紫荊廣場出邊咧一個永久嘅直升機坪嘅。咁我哋預計咧，希望咧就其實今個月咧就可以即係動工。咁就大概需要兩年嘅時間到咧就可以落成。咁當嗰個新嘅永久直升機坪落成之後嘅話咧，而家呢個灣仔臨時直升機坪咧就會終止運作，就唔會再有直升機喺嗰度飛嘅啦。咁呢一個咧就係、是、我哋嗰個嘅計劃。多謝各位委員。
好，唔該曬。咁睇下委員有咩問題或者係意見。Yes, Paul。Paul。
In our letter.Of 20 February, we asked for Sunday to be acknowledged as a rest day and all operators should refrain from using the Wanchai temporary helipad. But this report does not deal with all operators, it only deals with the commercial operators. So could we get the numbers of flights and the distribution of the flights over the, you know, how many have been over the weekends and how many have been over night time and so on for the GFS as well, not only for the commercial operators in our report.Maybe this could be submitted after this meeting, and then in the future it could always be included in the report. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I have to again raise the concern over the permanent helipad that is being planned. I think the design of the helipad should reflect the full capacity planned for the future. And I think that in the, we've seen proposals from the heli services, which include public facilities in the permanent helipad,And in the government, the current government design, we have a public toilet, but we don't have anything else. Actually, there is currently a restaurant, but it's going to disappear. So I'm quite concerned about the progress and the lack of feedback on the issues that we have raised on this, on this, this one before. So those would be my two issues.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment? Kim?
主席，先澄清一下啫，就係即係問阿鄭生講嗰、那個金紫荊廣場嗰、那個新嗰嗰個 helipad 咧，嗰個會幾時係完工啊？即係話我冇聽清楚。
OK， 呢個係問題嚟嘅，係得一陣間我哋一拼一拼答。咁其他嘅yes Nick。
Chairman, there's a slight odd phrase in paragraph 4 which says the company has also been asked to achieve neighbour-friendly operations. I would like perhaps a bit of amplification on what exactly that means. I'm not sure how they can be neighbour friendly, but let's perhaps they can explain.
Okay.
Good.
有冇其他問題? Any other questions? Okay. 咁或者鄭生或者你嘅同事可以即係剛才幾位委員問嘅問題可以即係付俾個回應。
多謝主席，多謝咁多位委員嘅提問。首先關於嗰個永久直升機場嗰個員工日期咧，咁我哋預計係需要時間係大概兩年左右嘅。咁所以喺即係而家嚟講嘅話咧，大概係我哋希望可以喺2011年嘅年初咧就係即係落成，即係2012年嘅年初就落成係可以運作嘅嚇，呢個係我哋嘅計劃。 至於咧，關於話剛才阿 Mr. Possemman 即係講話之前即係委員表達過意見啦，關於話即係星期日嗰個即係咪可以即係要求即係商業直升機公司即係唔使用呢一個直升機場呢個問題嘅話咧，咁我哋喺上次即係討論嘅期間，其實亦都即係向即係咁多位委員解釋過咧。咁當中我哋即係覺得，如果話因為呢個直升機場咧，大家都從啲數字睇到咧。 大部分嘅使用者咧，其實係即係for sightseeing purpose 嘅，即係觀光遊覽嘅。咁如果我哋係即係話禁止佢哋喺即係周日去運作嘅話咧，咁對佢哋嗰個運作係有一個影響喺度啦，亦都對嗰個服務嘅發展咧係唔係太過理想嘅。咁所以我哋都希望咧就即係保持一個平衡。咁喺禮拜日同埋即係其他嘅假期咧。 我哋係要求嗰個營辦商咧，係即係只可以9點鐘之後先飛嘅。咁同埋其實佢哋亦都例如話喺一啲即係比較多人用使用即係嗰個直升機場附近嘅時間，例如係 lunch hour 啊，即係午餐嘅時間咧，佢都係盡量去減少去飛行。咁亦都希望可以做得到咧，即係減少對其他人嘅一個嘅影響喺度嘅。至於委員講到話，關於話呢個永久直升機場嗰個嘅即係嗰個情況個問題，咁呢樣嘢嚟講嘅話咧，就。 政府嚟講嘅話咧，就政府嚟講嘅話咧，其實大家我諗都會知道咧，了解就係話成個灣仔北嘅，即係整個規劃嘅發展咧，其實經過一個好漫長嘅諮詢嘅過程，亦都係好多公眾討論咧。咁所以最終咧，就亦都係話，即係前年咧喺即係城市規劃委員會咧，亦都通過咗咧，我哋而家即係個永久直升機坪嗰個發展個規模咧，就會係兩個嘅，即係起落嘅，即係可以用作起落嘅直升機坪，再加一個用嚟做緊急嘅後備嘅一個停機位嘅。 一個咁樣嘅即係而家一嘅咁個即係咁樣嘅安排。咁呢一樣嘢嚟講嘅話咧，亦都係已經即係得到咗城規會嘅通過啦，即係亦都係寫喺咗我哋有關嘅即係法定嘅規劃大綱圖入邊。咁政府而家咧向立法會申請咗撥款去興建嘅直升機坪咧，亦都係按住呢個而家一嘅呢一個狀況咧嚟到興建嘅。咁所以就即係呢個係政府而家嗰個即係做法。 我哋嗰個嘅規模嗰個做法，至於亦都有委員話關注到話即係會唔會有一啲嘅設施啊，或者嗰個即係等等係有冇 reprovision 到等等嘅問題嘅話咧，呢度咧我理解其實就係城規會咧嚟緊亦都會處理，即係關於由我哋嘅即係負責工程嘅呢個 CEDD 啊，即係土木工程拓展處咧，佢哋係嚟緊係會即將喺城規會嗰度咧有一個嘅申請，就主要係就住於嗰個永久直升機坪。 嘅外觀設計啊，因為喺嗰個法定規劃大綱圖入面咧，有一個嘅要求就係話，有關嘅永久直升機坪嘅外觀設計咧，係需要得到城規會嘅通過嘅。咁所以咧嚟緊咧，係即將會喺嗰個場合度有一個討論，即係關於即係有關嘅事項嘅。咁所以我相信即係委員嘅即係表達咗嘅意見咧，係喺嗰度係會有一個即係適當嘅處理同埋討論嘅嚇。多謝。
Nick問咗個咩叫 neighbour friendly operation 會唔會有人答到？
Thank you, Chairman. In answering Mr. Nick Brooks' question, before I answer Mr. Brooks' question, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Chairman and members allowing the commercial helicopter operators to relaunch a service back in the city center of Hong Kong. The last 6 months of operations, we believe, has been very smooth, and we have been able to bring about this service for the community once again after there was no service for over 5 years. In answering Mr. Brooks' question, flying neighborly has always been our company principle. Whenever we can, we would like to make sure that noise is generated as little as possible and is as far away from noise-sensitive users of the harbor front. There are two measures. The first one is that we time the pickup of passengers and drop off of the passengers at the Wan Chai heliport to such an extent that would minimize the time the helicopter is on the ground, idling with passengers going in and coming out of helicopters. And the second measure is as soon as the passengers are on board the helicopter and the doors are closed, seat belts are fastened, we take off as quickly as possible in a flight path that is as far away from noise-sensitive users of the harbourfront as possible. Judging by the operation in the last 6 months and the fact that there has only been one complaint, which was not really substantiated, we believe that we have been able to operate to a standard that the government and members are expecting us to do so.
Thank you. Any follow-up questions? Yes, I have Paul, Sujata, and Nick. Paul.
I think I was misunderstood and misquoted. I did not query the use of the heliport by a commercial operator on Sundays. What I asked for is, in the letter, we ask for all operators to refrain, but we haven't had any reports from all operators. So I've asked for the GFS flight count on the using the facility. That's my question. That was the core of my question. And hopefully with some to also, again, indicate the distribution of those flights, how many is going to be on the weekends and after, you know, when the noise-sensitive hours, the evening hours. If you can have a breakdown on those numbers, and I know that maybe it can't be provided now, but it can be provided later, but I did not query the use of the heliport, and I'm glad to see that the community has accepted and that there are no complaints coming in, and that therefore the commercial operation can actually proceed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Paul. So if the information can be provided now, you can provide now, or if you need some time to provide a breakdown, then you can provide that later.
Thank you for the questions. I think we can provide the information, supplement information later. But I can assure you, in fact, most of our flights in the evenings and also in the weekends are emergency flights. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Sujata?
Thank you, Chairman. I just wondered, from taking up from Nick's question on neighbor-friendly operation, I was expecting a different kind of answer for that, more like maybe soft programs or something you have launched which are very community-friendly, therefore the community benefits in an indirect way from having this facility, or when it's not in operation they can do other things like that, rather than you know, what the comments you've made. So I wonder if something like that could be looked into so that it's not looked purely on a commercial basis, and whether it's noise reduction or whatever, but maybe by doing this the community will begin to take ownership and actually feel that it's part of the whole area. So maybe that's another way you can give back to the community.
Thank you. Yes. Nick?
Chairman, I was just wondering whether the measures that they mentioned, such as the timing of idling and the flight path routing, are these discretionary or are these actually laid down in the license?
Okay, thank you. There's no further question. You have another round of response.
Thank you, Dr. Sujata, for the question. In fact, at the last meeting, I remember members was suggesting that the helicopter operators should provide charity flights, community services to the people in Hong Kong and maybe other underprivileged members of the society. And I remember, in fact, it was almost exactly 1 year ago, my response was heli services as an operator on a regular basis provide these types of initiatives. And the commitment from the operator would be that they would continue to do these types of activities. However, since the opening of the temporary heliport for commercial operations, the operator felt that there is actually more room to enable the company to provide more of these types of services. As a matter of fact, on the launch of the heliport back on the 27th of July, we have started a program to bring about various different members of the community to experience flying in helicopters. I'll give you some example. Actually, on the opening day of the temporary heliport, we have invited members of the Hong Kong Federation of Youth Groups. These are kids that are in their 15, 16 years old to join us in the launch of the event. We also invited, if you remember this time last year, Christian Jingshan College has been in the news quite a bit. We have invited students from Jingshan College also to participate in the event. After the launch of the event, we also continue with an educational program with members selected by the Hong Kong Federation of Youth Groups. In August, we have organized lectures and site visit at the helicopter base in Sai Kung. In fact, our staff and pilots explain to these young kids what helicopters are usually used for, and they were very surprised that not only are they used for carrying business people, tourists for sightseeing, helicopter has been used for filming movies such as Batman, Tomb Raiders. Helicopter has also been used extensively for the construction of the cable car system on Lantau Island, the Nong Ping 360, as well as maintaining the electricity transmission network here in Hong Kong. During that visit, we've also invited the members of the youth groups to have discussions with our pilots. We called it a day as a pilot, and we've selected one lady pilot and a man pilot to participate in this discussion. And they have actually, the participants have actually appreciated a lot on how these professionals work on a day-to-day basis. These selected members, in fact, we named them high flyers just to give them some inspiration. They spend a whole day at our base, and then a couple of weeks after the site visit, we organized to fly these members to experience firsthand from the temporary heliport around Hong Kong Island to let them have a first-hand feel of what flying in a helicopter is like. And the whole program was wound up in September by having a concluding session. All the members who participated in the program had a discussion with the company representatives and also with the executive director of the Hong Kong Federation of Youth Groups. They basically gave us the impression that they really have enjoyed the program a lot. In fact, nearly all of them said that the program had inspired them with flying dreams. Their knowledge of the industry was greatly enhanced, and they felt privileged to have had the value opportunity. Some of them even quoted comments like life-changing and eye-opening. Maybe in summing up, I'll just read out one of the comments that one of the members said. that his comment was in Chinese, so I'll use Chinese. His name is Feng Jiajun, 是在天水圍的一個學生，他寫了給我們，說這次這個機會是很難得，可以坐在直升機上一場游天際的滋味。其實整個活動都很難忘，知道了很多直升機服務的範圍，還知道一個機師每日的生活。最後希望直升機服務會在香港越來越興旺。 感謝所有安排者的活動的人。每一個學生參與這個活動都寫了這些類似的意見給我們，他們的感受給我們。還有些學生，他們直接給了一些意見，我們公司看看怎樣可以將這個直升機的行業發揚光大。多謝主席。
Thank you. Okay. Let me see.
Sorry, 主席，仲有啊 Mr. Nick 嘅問題嚇。我先答埋啊 Nick 嗰個問題。Just a moment, Mr. Nick Brook asked whether these operating rules set out in our paper, for example, the flying hours, no shutting down of engines, and the designated flight paths, these are in fact requirements clearly set out for the operator to observe. It's not discretionary. They have to follow it according to the license. Thank you.
Thank you. 好, Kim.
多謝主席，只有一樣嘢想問問政府或者係公司本身，有冇考慮到點樣去減低嗰個 carbon footprint 嗰樣嘢？點樣做個 compensation 啊，或者係去減低呢個 carbon footprint 嗰個所產生嘅？ 每日你所產生嘅嘢啦，
OK，thank you。 仲有冇其他問題啊？我希望啲問題即係唔好越問越大啦嚇，即係我翻去個海港，我哋講緊海港嘅，我知都有關嘅，不過好多嘢都有關嘅。 OK， 咁啊，我仲有冇其他問題？我睇下有冇其，因為時間都差唔多，我諗都要呢個最後一 round 嘅問題啦。OK， 咁我就交俾 proponent
去答。多謝主席。其實咧，我哋代表嗰個業界咧就係直升機嘅公司啦。咁不過同一個集團咧，亦都有營運咧係飛機嘅。咁一路以嚟咧。 我哋嗰個集團咧都有研究咧點樣去減低呢個碳嘅排放啦，同埋排放咗之後咧有冇一啲嘅合適嘅 carbon offset program 咧，可以令到我哋公司同埋啲使用者去參與嘅。咁其實而家我哋研究緊咧有幾個範疇嘅。第一咧就係 嗰啲叫做係 certified 嘅 carbon credits， 咁嗰個咧就係比較高層次啲嘅，就真係咧嗰啲款項咧收集翻嚟咧，就係知道係喺邊一個特別嘅 project 嗰度咧係實施咗而係可以減低咗整體嘅碳排放。咁另外一個就係比較冇咁嚴謹嘅監管嘅咧，就係一啲係 verify 嘅 credit， 咁嗰啲咁樣嘅 credit 咧，嗰個款項嚟講咧就會比較平啲，但係咧亦都可以得到一個作用咧，就係令到使用者或者個營運商咧係可以明確咁知道究竟如果係 啲碳排放咗出嚟係關於呢個交通工具嘅，咁有冇啲乜嘢合適嘅途徑咧，係可以將佢嗰個排放咧就係 offset 咗嘅。但係而家都係仲係研究階段，但係我哋都係積極咁希望可以喺不久嘅將來咧就係 implement 嘅去實施嘅。多謝。
唔該曬，唔該曬咁多位，咁。我諗都討論到呢度啦，咁就多謝即係三位上嚟同我哋講解返嗰個進度。咁委員都即係問咗啲問題，都相信都 你哋都俾咗個即係恰當嘅答案啦。咁如果啲 outstanding information， 我希望可以隨後再補上，好嘛 ？OK， 咁唔該曬咁多位。